Nathan said it up here. Laws are there so the government can collect taxes. He said it, and now I want to ask, how many of you have already filed? How many of you are working on it now? How many of you gave up a long time ago? It's just one of those things, isn't it? You open that booklet, and it says, welcome to IRS form, and it gives a form number, and it says, if you are self-employed, please refer to page 9. You turn to page 9, and it says, you will need these forms, a Schedule SE, a 2106, and it goes on and on and on and lists them, and then when you go to those forms, it says, you can't use the 2106 if you use the 1758, and you don't use that if you're filing an SE, but if you're filing an SE, you must use the 2106. How do we know what we're doing? So we finally give up from all of that, and we call H&R Block. We don't call the IRS, because if you call the IRS, you get a different response from every agent they refer you to. And you still don't know anything, because the laws are unbelievable. The booklets that come out, for those of us who are considered self-employed, and some of you may not think I'm employed at all, but for those of us who are considered self-employed, we've got to go through about that much stuff to figure out what to do. So indeed, I send mine off to someone who knows what they're doing with it. At least I hope they do. The laws are everywhere. It's not just those laws. How many of you have ever seen the Tennessee Blue Book? It's the Tennessee Annotated Code. Marty, I know you have. It's like this. For the state of Tennessee. 5 million people live in this state. We got that many pages of laws. They're everywhere. It's one thing after another. And this is one of the things that Jesus saw in that ancient time. They did exactly what we do. You see on the chancel altar up here a depiction of the sacred mountain, Zion, and the tablets of the law. On those tablets there are 10 commandments. 10. Just 10. Within just a few years of those tablets being delivered to the people called Israel, they interpreted them into 631 laws that covered everything in life that you can imagine. It told you how to wear your hair. It told you what clothes you could wear or could not wear. It told you what food you could eat or not eat. It told you who you could associate with or who you should not associate with. It told you what kind of illness was an unclean illness and what kind of illness was not an unclean illness. It told you everything. Every part of life became this regimented answering to the code of law. And Jesus came and said, I've come to fulfill it. I have fulfilled the law. And in that fulfilling of the law, he preaches this sermon. Now, it's going to sound strange to us, perhaps, when we hear him say, I've come to fulfill the law, when he says, you have heard it said, but I say to you, you have heard it said, you will not or shall not commit murder. But I say to you, in the fulfillment of that law, that if you're angry with your brother or sister, you have committed that crime. You have broken that law. My word. He says, if you're that angry with them, then you've done the deed. And how many of us in this age, so many years after that, have said to ourselves or to someone else, I was so mad at that person I could have killed them. We didn't. But Jesus says, if you felt that way, if you felt that way, you did it. You have heard it said, but I say to you, Jesus has come to fulfill the law, and in the fulfilling of the law, he's raised the bar. The law was not enough. The law didn't go far enough for Jesus. It's not that there's 10 commandments or 631 laws that Jesus fulfills. It's how now we live our lives in him, how he lived his life, fulfilling those laws. The law says for the good Hebrew, don't touch a dead body. If you do, you have to go through 7 days of purification because it's against the law. Jesus touches the dead and raises them to life. You have heard it said, but I say to you, the bar is raised. There's more to this than you think. You don't need 631 laws. You need to know I have fulfilled the law, and in fulfilling those laws, what I have left you is exactly what these kids said this morning. What I have left you is this: love God, love each other. You hear that so often from this chancel and from Bible studies and everywhere else, but it is that simple and that repetitive. And perhaps it's that repetitive because we constantly need to hear it, because we seem always to forget it. It seems we would rather revert to not just the Ten Commandments, but the 631 laws. As long as I've got something I can check off, then I'm doing okay. But if I'm left to loving God and loving neighbor, then how do I know I've done that? If I'm not checking off the things I didn't do and the things I did do with my ledger sheet. Jesus says, no. No, you've heard it said, but I say to you. Now, there's some hard things he says in here. You shall not commit adultery, but I say that if you lust after one, you've committed adultery. And then that horrible passage, if your right eye offends you, tear it out. If your right hand offends you, cut it off. Some biblical scholars have said, oh, he's preaching in hyperbole. We preachers tend to do that. We go beyond parable into hyperbole, and that's just a fancy word for we made it up and lied about it. Basically what hyperbole is. That's not what he's doing. That's not what he's doing. I believe he's serious. If you are that far removed from loving God and loving neighbor, then remove that from your life which is causing you to live in sin. Get rid of it. It's better to go to heaven without that hand than to go to hell with it. That's what he says. It's hard sometimes, but it's fulfilling law in him, and we follow him. We who are Christians follow his example. We follow his way of doing things. We could go through all of the things that he says here, but it all comes back to just that. Follow the way. Before we were ever known as Christians in that little community of Antioch, we were known as the followers of the way. That's who we were. The way that was laid out for us by Christ Himself. The way that was the way to God. The way that was the way to life that was meaningful and beneficial to both us and to those whom we love. Follow the way. You've heard it said, but I say to you. That's just the way it is for us. That's who we are to be as Christians, as people who are to affect our society around us. I watched a movie on TV the other day. It's a movie many of you have probably seen. It's not all that old. It's the movie Gandhi. And tremendous movie. It won several awards, but in it, the actor who plays Gandhi does a paraphrase of that quote of Gandhi's. He says, I know all about the teachings of Jesus. I know his life. I admire him so. It's you Christians who don't follow him that cause me problems. You see, as we go out of this place as Christians who say we follow Christ, are we causing people problems? Or are we offering them good news? Are we causing people to doubt? Or are we giving them hope in this world that seems so befuddled? Are we being Christ to the world around us? Saying to the world around us, you have heard it said, but I say to you. That's who we are, we who are in Christ. We are the ones who say with him, but I say to you, love your enemies. Do good to them that persecute you. Be a peacemaker. The law is fulfilled. It is now Christ who calls us to a better way, a better life, a life that shines in the darkness. You've heard it said, but I say to you, and so, when we come to this place, we come to offer ourselves, our means, and our very selves to the God who calls us to follow the way. And when we leave this place, we leave knowing that He goes with us. Indeed, He leads us to a better way, to a better life. You've heard it said, but I say to you, there's a better way. The Ten Commandments are fine. They are a rock and a foundation. The 613 laws gave direction to a new nation. Christ has come to share with us the meaning of all of that and to share with us the fulfilling of all of that, that we might love God, love each other, and love those people out there. You've heard it said all kinds of things. But Jesus says, do it my way. Let's pray for God's strength that we can. Let's pray together.